The UN Special Envoy to Darfur will arrive in Khartoum tomorrow with the African Union Special Envoy to the region for talks with Sudanese officials to help re-energise the Darfur peace process. AU and UN officials have stressed the importance of reaching a political solution, especially with the Sudanese government rejecting the deployment of a large UN force. The UN says around 200,000 people have died and more than 2 million been displaced since the conflict flared in 2003. Wolfgang Friedel of UNICEF in Darfur says that despite the crisis, there is renewed optimism of a diplomatic solution.
This week we saw a number of reactions as a result of the first anniversary of the Darfur peace agreement signed in May 5 last year. And we see renewed optimism by the Sudanese government and other partners on the ground. The recent presence of mediators from several countries and several other African countries. And there's, again, as I said, a sense of optimism and refreshed, energized to move ahead towards achieving peace in Darfur. As UNICEF, we still believe and we fully agree that the ideal solution to the conflict must be a diplomatic one.